This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
Hi, I'm Elodie O'Rourke. I'm the head of customer success within the B2B department at the Financial Times. And what we do, my team and I do on a daily basis, is to ensure our corporate clients are getting the best value from their FT subscription.
Elodie, how are you involved with user adoption?
So this is something that is very, very close to my heart, if I say it that way, because currently I'm working on a specific project to onboard our clients better. So since at the FT, we've been quite successful in terms of selling subscriptions to corporate clients. We have more and more clients coming in, and we are focusing more our efforts on, of course, the biggest and highest value customers. And then we realized that actually we were losing momentum and not being so efficient and well perceived by our smallest customers. So in terms of size and license size. So I'm currently working on improving the customer journey from day one to ensure that all our customers are feeling well taken care of.
Elodie, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with user adoption?
Well, the biggest success, let's start with the positive aspect, is that when you are taking the time to work around improving the customer journey, at some point it will always pay off. But also you have to be persistent sometimes, especially you are not always talking to the right people. Sometimes you are dealing with clients that are only focusing on procurement. So on their side, when they purchase the service, their job is done. And then you have to explain them that when they are the one managing the license, for instance, and the one responsible for actually rolling out the license internally, it's also their responsibility to ensure that people are using the service. And sometimes you get also some language barrier because we are a global company and we are talking to people all around the globe. And even if most people now speak good English, it's not always that easy when in specific countries where some people there barely speak English.
Elodie, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
Well, first, I think the first step would be to listen carefully and ask the right questions. By right questions, I mean you need to come prepared to your meeting. You can't just pop in a meeting and say, hello, I am the customer success manager. I'm here to help you to roll out your license or something like that without having like proper open-ended questions, you know, around the who, why, what, where, when, all those type of questions. And my other advice would be to work as a team within your company and to ensure that you already get some insight and some intelligence from other people who've been dealing with these customers from the very beginning, like the people responsible for closing the deal or getting the business done in the first place. Because I think it doesn't really look good if you are asking a customer the very same question that two people before you asked like 2 weeks ago or something like that. So just to show some reliability, some consistency, and to ensure that everything is well recorded somewhere in your system so you can have access easily to that. And then you need to be very dedicated to actually understand your customers. It's not you trying to anyhow fit your service into their processes. It's you to understand how they work internally and how you can integrate your solution to their workflow and not the other way around, if you know what I mean. And also that's important to be able to self-reflect and to realize when something is not working or when in terms of sometimes people can buy your service for the wrong reason or without we're doing some assumption or sometimes also people can actually buy the service because they weren't able to say no to the salesperson in the first place. So you have those instances and you have to be able to identify those clients. And it could be that you can turn around the situation into a positive outcome But also, I think it's important at some point to understand when it's time for you to let it go and say, well, actually, these people, they don't need my services. Or also, that's why, yeah, it's really important to understand what the client needs and what the client wants and how you can help them to achieve their outcomes, their desired outcomes, and not trying to push your own agenda to ensure they are using the service the way you want them to use it. So it's really, it's a bit like doing some sort of therapy in some sort of some sense. So trying to understand the person and also to be flexible and to be able to react very quickly, especially when it comes to user adoption, because as always, the first impression count a lot.
Elodie, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
Well, what I like to do actually is to hang out on some customer success platforms or networks. And I think, well, it's my technique, but I'm quite time poor, so I don't really have a lot of time to read many different types of, you know, documents or even newsletters. I've signed up to a few, but I barely have time to read them. Sometimes I do, and there's some titles or a subject catch my interest, but most of the time, I think it's more useful to actually talk to your fellow customer success practitioners and actually to ask them how they feel about a specific topic, or even when you face specific challenge, just to have a different perspective, and also to, you know, step out from your comfort zone and to see what others are doing without spying them, but just to see maybe you missed a point, or sometimes it's good also to reflect internally with your colleagues. But also, I think it's really important to actually go outside and see what the others are doing, also to evolve at the same time with the industry, because the customer success industry has been evolving very quickly, and it goes, yeah, you can miss the mark and actually realize that you are, I don't know, 2 years late on some specific topics, or you don't look at that. But I mean, of course, online, you have so many resources available. I kind of like the ones that are on videos as well. I think it's quite handy because usually the videos don't last too long. I'm listening to some podcasts as well. But yeah, most of the time I would rather have a conversation, and actually it helps me to meet other leaders and to see what they are doing within their field.
Great. Well, thanks, Elodie.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for having me.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.